This is the Modern Stoic Handbook, written by Lucian Webb, read for you by Lucian Webb. Introduction. A man I used to coach kept a Marcus Aurelius quote pinned to the top of his desktop. He read it every morning while his coffee cooled. He read it again at lunch. He had it printed on a card in his wallet. By any visible measure, he was a serious student of Stoicism. He also screamed at his assistant twice a week, drank to flatten his evenings, and could not be in a room with his sister for more than 40 minutes without leaving in a bad mood. When I asked him, gently, what he thought the quote meant in practice, he gave me a paragraph of vocabulary and no behavior. I tell this story because it is not unusual. In the last decade, ancient Stoicism has had a strange second life. It has been packaged, podcasted, tattooed, and turned into wallpaper. There are gym shirts now. There are influencers who quote Seneca between sets and post screenshots of pre-dawn ice baths. There is a particular kind of online man, and the audience is overwhelmingly male, though not exclusively, who treats the philosophy as a posture rather than a practice. The posture is hard. The posture is dry. The posture is dry. The posture refuses to flinch. The posture does not care. That is not Stoicism. It is a costume designed to look like Stoicism from across a room. Real Stoicism is a working philosophy. It was written by people who held office, lost children, governed empires, ran businesses, were exiled, fell ill, watched friends die, and tried to keep their tempers in a city of 2 million people that did not have plumbing. It was not invented to make anyone look impressive. It was invented to help human beings live well under conditions they did not choose and could not control. Most of those conditions persist. The plumbing is better. The rest is roughly the same. This book is for the person who has read a quote and felt something move, but who has never been told what to do on Tuesday morning when a difficult colleague sends a passive-aggressive email at 8:47 in the morning and there is a presentation at 10. It is for the woman watching her aging mother forget her name. It is for the father whose teenager will not look up from a phone. It is for the manager who is being passed over for a promotion she earned. The freelancer who hasn't been paid in 7 weeks. The new widower trying to decide whether to keep his wife's car. It is for the person who is, by any sensible standard, doing fine, and yet wakes up at 4 a.m. with a chest full of nothing and a head full of dread. If you have a spreadsheet and a group chat, you have the working materials of a Stoic life. Spreadsheets are mostly about things that are not up to you. Group chats are mostly about other people's reactions. The philosophy was built for exactly this. I should tell you what I am and what I am not. I spent 23 years teaching classics at a small but reasonably serious university. I taught Marcus Aurelius in Greek, Seneca in Latin, Epictetus through the Discourses and the Enchiridion, and a great deal of philosophy on either side. Plato, the early Cynics, the later Roman moralists, the Neoplatonists who tried to steal the Stoic vocabulary and bend it to their own ends. I left academic life 8 years ago and have spent the time since working as an executive coach. My clients are mostly senior people in companies you've heard of and a few people in fields, law, medicine, ministry, the arts, where the pressure is real but the pay is not as good as the public assumes. That second career is what gives this book its texture. The seminar room and the corner office turn out to be very similar places once you sit in them long enough. Both are full of intelligent adults who can speak about virtue at a high level and still cannot, in the moment, choose not to send an email they will regret. The gap between what we know and what we do is the gap Stoicism was built to close. You should know what you are not getting in this book. You are not getting a cold plunge regimen. You are not getting a list of warlike aphorisms about discipline. You are not getting the suggestion that suffering is good for you, or that emotion is weakness. Stoicism is not about being numb. The Stoics did not aim at the absence of feeling. They aimed at the absence of feelings that were based on false beliefs. There's a difference, and it is the whole difference. A Stoic who has just lost his wife is not expected to be unmoved. He is expected to grieve like a person who knew, all along, that she was mortal, that he was mortal, and that love did not exempt him from any of it.